Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
SAS Season 2, Channel 7 have revealed the full cast. The 18 recruits that are going to sign on to go through, oh my gosh, SAS selection. Whoa.
So these are the people dumb enough to say yes after watching Season 1.
Keen enough. I would use a different word.
Well,
they're keen. They know what they're in for.
After I watched that first season, I thought, who wants to go through that hell?
And you're right, Gorney. Season 2, they have to up the ante.
Have to.
Yeah, they can't just do... It's not just going to be jumping out of choppers into ice cold water. They have to up the ante Season 2.
I saw Ant Middleton say on his Instagram, we're upping the ante for Season 2. So it's going to go hard. Let's go through some of these names.
Okay, so like when you look at the list, there are a lot of really fit Olympians or athletes on the list, like Jet Kenny, who he's an Ironman, and he's also the son of Grant Kenny.
It's more of a mental game, I feel. Like we saw people last season be physically fit, but it didn't get them through.
I think you've got to have both. I think you need to have a certain level of fitness, but then you need to be mentally tough as well. So you've got like a bunch of ex-Olympians or people that have won gold medals, like Yana Pittman's on there. You've got Mark Philippoussis, the tennis star, is
the
on
poo.
There.
I'll be watching that. I'll put a call out there now. I reckon the poo will bomb out early. I think the poo, yep, that's my call. I reckon first couple of nights, the poo's gone.
He's going to tap out.
I think he'll tap out.
Okay, but then there's another category of personalities on this list, and they're people that they're household names, like Bonnie Anderson, who she won the Masked Singer last year. Did she not?
She did, yeah. Neighbours.
She's an amazing singer.
Has she left Neighbours then to be on a Channel 7 show? Maybe
I
she's wrapped
like
up there.
Neighbours
okay.
was a while ago for
oh,
her.
Oh, she's done on that.
Dan
okay.
Ewing, who you would maybe know from Home and Away. Manu Philidel.
That's an interesting one for me.
You would know from My Kitchen Rules.
I'll be interested to see how Manu goes.
Then you've got Pete Murray in
singer.
There. Singer-songwriter Pete Murray.
Sam Burgess was an interesting guest too. I mean, considering he's sort of midway through a court case at the moment. But
guys,
we'll see.
There's 18 recruits, and looking at them all, I have no idea who is going to do what. I think I'll be able to make a prediction after the first episode or so to see, like, you know, how people sort of fare with the team and the rules and the DS and all of the stuff.
I'll call a winner now, Kobe Abberton.
You reckon Kobe Abberton
yeah,
is going to get through to selection?
I reckon he'll get through to selection. I'll make that call now.
Okay, sure.
He's fit as, mentally strong. I think he would be. But let's go to Sammy right now, because Sammy is a gym manager who has his hands on the fitness test that these celebrities need to do to get into SAS. And he joins us right now. Morning, mate.
Hey, Sammy.
Morning. Morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So each recruit has to go through this sort of physical test, quote unquote, test to assess their ability prior to going to the Snowy Mountains. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're going to run some of the recruits through the test?
Yeah, so I'm in Brizzy, so I'll be taking all the Brizzy contestants.
And what's the test? Is it like the beep test, but on steroids?
Yeah, so it's all quite generic. But it's all one after the other. So you've got your standard beat test, got a push-up test, sit-up test, and I've got a 200-meter swim. They've got others as well, but, yeah, it's all one after the other, so it'd be quite grueling.
When you say standard beep test, the beep test is hard, man. Like, if you go a fair distance, that can wear you down in itself, and then off the back of that, you've got to do all these other things.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't actually know if they're going to do that at the start of the test or at the end.
Right.
It's quite tough.
I used to hate the beep test at school. Oh, man.
I'm looking through. I've got a copy of the document.
Yeah.
This looks really hectic.
Yeah, well, it would be.
And
SAS.
This is just to, like, assess, I guess, where they're at in the group as far as their physical stamina.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Called the barrier test.
The barrier test. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, Maz, you're relatively fit. You were asked to be on the show. I feel like we need to get you to put this test in place, like see how you go with the test.
You want me to do all
this
junk?
Yeah, do all these, back to back, see how you'd go.
Plank, then push-ups, then sit-ups and squats, then a weighted carry. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll put it to the test.
We'll
test to the test.
Literally put the barrier test to the test.
Great.
And then I guess assess my physical ability.
How do you think you'd go at it, Sammy? You're running them through their paces. Man. How do you reckon you'd go?
Mate, to be honest, I think if you had a bit of time in between them all, you'd go all right. But I don't think they do, so I'd probably struggle, to be honest.
And do they have to get through the entire thing, or what happens if they tap out and go, nah, can't be done?
Well, look, Matt, I'm not entirely sure on what would happen there. I just assume this is the test just to see where they're at, just so they can push them further.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not too sure exactly how it's going to work.
All right. Well, that's where you fake the test a little bit, bomb out early. They don't push you as hard, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good strategy. We'll see. That's a good theory.
Okay. Hey, Sammy, thanks for joining us on the air, man. Good luck with the Brisbane celebs. Who you got up there? Do you know who you've got coming in?
No, mate, I don't. I had a quick look, and I couldn't find anyone. I'm a big footy nut, so I'd like to have like Heath Shaw or Sammy Burgess on. But yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'll keep us posted, man.
Celebs coming your way. Thanks for joining us. So they're going to be filming in the next couple of weeks. I imagine this will air in the next few months.
Yeah.
SAS Australia.
I'm on board, guys.
It is back.